Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It started out like any other day at school. Mr. Breach was teaching us geometry, pointing to various shapes on the overhead projector, while kids whispered in the back and a few caught up on sleep. It was dark in the classroom, except for the glow from the projector, and the shades were drawn to block the glare from outside. Once he was finished with his lesson, Mr. Breach told me to open up the blinds while he turned on the lights. So I got up from my seat and went over to the window. I pulled the cord, raising the shade. As the blind went up, it revealed a glassy-eyed, human-sized dog face standing just on the other side of the window. I screamed, not understanding what I was looking at. The oversized, frozen eyes made no sense. The teacher ran over and grabbed my shoulders, trying to calm me down. "What is it?" Mr. Breach asked, looking worried. I opened my eyes and saw the thing outside was gone. Outside, it was... I tried to think of how to explain the face I had just seen. What was it? What did you see? The whole class was looking at me expectantly, and I realized I couldn't tell them. It would sound ridiculous. Nothing. It was nothing. He looked angry and told me to take my seat and not to disrupt his class any further. I obliged, giving the window one last worried glance. I didn't see the thing again. Not until a couple hours later. And by then, it was too late. There were odd rumors circulating around the schoolyard at recess, saying that something had happened near the local Disney park. Some sort of outbreak. Whether it was caused by a terrorist attack or an accident at a nearby chemical factory, nobody was totally sure. The news was reporting people getting sick, acting strangely, and then biting people. And those bitten were becoming infected and biting people too, like zombies. But that was impossible. I told myself it had to be a prank or a mistake. Maybe it was a viral marketing strategy for an upcoming Walking Dead movie or another spin-off. Despite the reports, we were allowed outside for recess. Nobody thought there was any real danger to the public outside of the nearby Disneyland park at that point. The news was reporting that it was contained. Whatever it was contained. I was with a few friends in the field, tossing around a football during recess when I saw a figure standing in the trees about 100 yards away. He was in the shadows, so I couldn't tell much about him, but he looked strange. The outline of him didn't look human. "What's that?" I asked my friend Dave. He looked where I was pointing, and as he did, the figure ducked behind the trees with a quick sidestep, disappearing behind the trunk of a large oak tree. "What? I don't see anything," Dave said, handing me the ball. "Your throw. What's up with you today, man? You're acting so weird." I tried to explain to him that I had seen someone, but he wasn't listening, just walking back to a distance so I could throw the football to him. After a few seconds, I did, but then I took another worried glance back at those trees. Maybe I was mistaken, but I could have sworn the silhouette I'd seen looked like... No, It couldn't have been. I shook my head and told myself I was imagining things. After recess, we had English class, and I was seated beside the window again. My eyes kept drifting outside and towards that tree line, where I saw figures moving towards the school. But I couldn't say anything. Frozen with fear, I sat there watching them as Mrs. Blackwood talked about Shakespeare, and eventually, I began to tremble and shake violently as I saw them approach the school. Finally, the sound of window glass breaking in an adjacent classroom broke me from my stupor, and I screamed, pointing outside at the growing horde. But by then, it was too late. Others were inside. The PA came on announcing a school-wide lockdown, telling students to hide under their desks and teachers to lock their doors. Mrs. Blackwood went to do that, and just as she was about to shut the door burst open, and several Disneyland mascots trampled into the room, their mouths soaked red with blood. Their white-gloved hands were covered in viscera and chunks of organs, and Mickey and Goofball were making rageful, hungry-sounding grunts and groans. "Mickey!" one ill-guided girl yelled, jumping from her chair, either not seeing the blood or not caring. Instead, only wanting a hug from her favorite cartoon character.
"Macy, no!"
the teacher screamed and pushed the girl out of the way. She got between them, and a second later, Mrs. Blackwood was being pulled out of the room by her hair by Goofy and Mickey. They were both fighting over who would get to eat her first. More Disneyland employees could be seen outside. Not just mascots, but ticket takers and concession stand workers. I saw a pimple-faced kid climbing in through the broken window, his hands getting sliced into pieces by shards of glass, but he seemed not to notice. He reached out his blood-soaked arms and began to race towards Dave and I, and the two of us ducked out of reach just in time, crawling beneath our desks and out into the hallway. Once we got out into the hall, we saw Mrs. Blackwood being eaten by Mickey Mouse and Goofy. They were on their hands and knees, cramming raw, bloody meat into their mouths. Mrs. Blackwood wasn't even dead yet. She screamed as they ate her piece by piece. Dave reached out as if to pull her away from them, but I knew it was hopeless. She was a goner.
"Get in here!"
Mr. Breach shouted from the classroom at the end of the hall. Dave and I ran away from the zombie-themed park workers and towards our teacher. I remembered before recess, seeing the face outside the window of his class, what felt like a million years ago by now. It had made no sense at the time, but now I understood. The glassy-eyed, oversized dog face looking through the window. It was Goofy. He had been lying in wait for quite a while, building up a hunger for human flesh, building up the nerve to attack. Mrs. Blackwood screamed from down the hall, begging for mercy, but the Disneyland workers kept gorging. That should keep him busy for a while, Mr. Breach said, pushing us into the classroom and blocking the door with a chair.
"What are you doing?" I asked. "We need to get out of here. We need to run."
Mr. Breach opened his laptop and turned on the news, showing us images of our city. Zombies were everywhere. It had all happened so fast. "Hunker down, boys. This handful of zombies we're looking at is nothing compared to what's out there. Looks like it'll be extended detention for both of you." I'm having second thoughts, I heard my mom saying from behind the closed door of my principal's office. "Can we take another day or two to think about this? This place was supposed to be my new school, and I was really looking forward to it. Compared to my old public school, with its leaky roof and old ripped textbooks, this was a palace. We'd just finished taking a tour, and I was startled to see it had an Olympic-sized swimming pool, two basketball courts with a big electronic scoreboard, and a cafeteria with mouth-watering meals for breakfast and lunch. We'd gotten to sample the cuisine, and it tasted like something from a gourmet restaurant, not a school cafeteria. Which made me wonder why my mom was asking for more time to consider. According to the principal, everything was paid for because I had qualified for a scholarship. Maybe this will change your mind. I heard a soft click, and my mom gasped. Oh, all right. But you have to promise nothing will happen to him, right? You have my word, the principal replied, and the door opened a second later. My mom walked out looking sad, holding her purse in one hand and a thick briefcase in the other. Okay, dear. You have a good day at school, she said, tears in her eyes. I nodded my head, feeling worried for reasons I just didn't understand. The way they were talking scared me, and the look on my mom's face as she glanced over her shoulder nervously didn't help. But still, she walked away down the hall and left me there with the principal of my new school. Welcome to Neverland Elementary, the man said with a weird smile. Come on, I'll show you to your class. We walked down the hallway, passing room after room of empty seats. I looked in the glass windows of the doors and eventually had to comment on it. Where are all the other kids? I asked. These other classes are empty. The man gave me one of those unsettling smiles, looking down his nose into my eyes. Oh, we'll find them soon enough. It takes time, you know. Not everyone wants to go to Neverland. Why not? The man stopped in front of a classroom door and knocked before going inside. He didn't answer my question, shoving me into the room and telling the teacher that I was her responsibility now. The black-haired woman at the front of the class had a cold, stern face and thick glasses connected by a chain at the back so she could hang them around her neck if she chose to. She did so just then, giving a weight and gravity to the situation as she ushered me to my seat. There were only 5 or 6 other kids in the sparsely populated classroom, and the blackboard at the front was blank and empty. Instead of teaching us anything, the woman just stood there, like an actor between scenes waiting to start her lines. I glanced around at the other kids, gulping down a dry lump in my throat, and feeling more and more worried by the second. All the other students looked exactly how I felt. I saw one or two bouncing their legs up and down or nervously tapping pencils on their desks. They varied in ages and some looked to be halfway through high school. Psst, hey, what's going on? I tried to ask the girl sitting next to me. She didn't answer, instead choosing to continue staring straight ahead. The girl looked like a caricature of a student. She wore pigtails and a jumper with long white socks and polished black shoes. Why are you dressed like that? I asked.
No talking!
The teacher hissed from the front of the class and then went back to staring blankly at the blackboard. A piece of chalk was in her hand, poised as if ready to begin writing, but not quite yet. Then the door opened and a man, Dance, walked in. Immediately, everyone in the room straightened up and looked at attention. I hesitantly did the same.
Good morning, Mikey,
the teacher said with a cheerful voice, totally unlike how she had spoken earlier. The man was skeleton thin, pale as a ghost, his cheekbones prominent. His skin looked pulled back and tight as he spoke in a high voice when he replied to the teacher saying, Good morning, back to her. He was dressed like a kid, wearing sneakers and a backpack, jeans and a t-shirt with cartoon characters on it. I noticed the teacher was now writing on the blackboard with a piece of chocolate, creating a math equation, but she was quiet, just like everyone else. They weren't saying a word. What a weird school, I thought to myself, still not understanding this place. Why is everyone acting so strange? And why is this man sitting beside me, acting like a kid? I wondered if he was the owner of the school who had paid for my scholarship. And it occurred to me that if he was, maybe I should thank him. Maybe that's why everyone was so quiet. Turning to look at him, I saw that he was staring at me already. His thin lips were pulled back in a smile, and his teeth were bared in a manic grin. Red-rimmed eyes wide as dinner plates looked back at me, his curly strands of black hair dangling in front of them slightly. Are you the owner of Neverland School? I asked. If you are, thank you for the scholarship. I reached out my hand to shake, and he laughed, a high-pitched,
No, silly,
he said, slapping my hand away. I'm Mikey. I go to school here just like you. That was weird, but getting more and more nervous, I just said, okay, nice to meet you, and turned back to look at the teacher, but the man wasn't looking away.
Welcome to Neverland Elementary,
he said in his high-pitched voice. He pulled his chair and his whole desk closer to me by half a foot, until I could smell his breath beside me.
I'm the most popular kid in school.
You want to be friends with me, he said, inching even closer.
You want to come play at my house after class?
This was way too much for me. This was getting way too creepy. I got up and ran out of the classroom, ducking past the teacher's grasp, and at the last second, she tried to stop me. I made it through, and the hallways were empty, making my escape easier. But I had to go past the principal's office on the way out, and I was expecting him to try and stop me. Surprisingly, he didn't. I got to the double doors and tried to pull them open, but found they were secured by a thick chain and padlock. I turned around to see Mikey just behind me. I screamed as he came closer, his hands reaching out to grab me to take me back.
Oh, you'll learn, he said. Neverland is a very special place. You can stay young forever here, but you don't ever, ever get to leave.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at WeightWatchers.com.